coming trash. And I am a pagan. And that's why this show is called Trash Opinions.
After we had talked about who we thought should go home next,
all I wanted to do was get a good batch of laundry done, get all my stuff clean. So I put it all in the salt water first, scrubbed it really good with sand. I mean, it was like I was going to have some clean clothes.
Okay, it's not poop, it's dirt, I swear.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I am your host, Trash, and today we are talking about... Oh, we're on Survivor One World. Okay, we don't need a fancy-smancy intro, just the... One World sucks. I'm just gonna get right into it. But if you like this video more than you like One World, then please like and comment and subscribe. And if you already subscribed, thank you. And if you're not subscribed and you don't want to, that's fine too. I hope you enjoy the video anyway. But in good news, we get the bully Colton!
Look, look, look,
come on,
we can do it. Alright. Alright, you sure?
Oh, well then put the pot.
Give the pot.
Give her the pot.
I got the pot.
Alright.
Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled about the men versus women thing.
I'm a girl. I know. I'm crazy. We're all crazy. I mean, women, and that's the thing, too. No offense, but, like, women can be so warm, and they seem so understanding and compassionate and accepting. And then before you know it, just like, you know?
Courtney Moon. Courtney didn't listen to Jeff's safety tips, and she breaks her wrist.
Courtney gives it a go! Courtney falls hard on the hands. Keep your hands to your chest.
Shame. I dug her punk rock vibe, and I thought she was super cute. To be fair, no one was listening to Jeff on that challenge. I'm actually surprised there weren't more injuries during that first challenge, but I digress. I don't think Courtney would have lasted much longer in the game anyway. She was on the outs day one and didn't feel like she cared too much about being on Survivor in the first place. Oh well, she didn't get a chance.
Out and grab it. Monica, you gotta go in too.
Oh, Kat, you know, you're about dumb as a rock.
Nina Acosta. Nina is technically the first boot, and even as a first boot, she's not remembered. Did nothing. She's going in, man.
My mind was a flood. I couldn't believe we lost. But now that we've lost this challenge, I'm looking forward to doing this. I mean, I've spent 8 days out here kind of creating some power, and I want to use it. I want to execute some of it tonight. That's what's going to happen.
Matt Quinlan. Matt Quinlan was voted off for being the leader of the men. He was declared a threat on day 9 for some reason, and he had nothing memorable about him. He's going in, man.
You know, it's all fun and games until you're right here, right now. I mean, like, this is intense, man. This is emotion right here. You know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here. Nobody knows who's going to go home. I'm on the edge of my seat to see what happens. I'm so jacked up right now. I might go home. I might not. But I am so happy I got to play this game, man. Like, this is real intense, and there's nothing else like it, man. I'm so ready to do this.
Bill Posley. Bill absolutely deserved better in this game, and I wish they had brought him back as an apology from the show for him having to deal with Colton. He did not deserve to be treated with blatant racism and classism from some kid who never worked a day in his life. Bill is a treasure of a human being, and the fact that he actually forgave Colton shows how big of a heart the dude has. Bill belongs and deserved better.
Well, look at them, and look at us. It's like Greek gods versus peasants.
Excuse me.
Pardon me, my friend. Far from a peasant, my friend.
No. Village.
Monica Culpepper. Monica was only brought back later because they really, really wanted Brad for some reason. It's crazy that over 25% of this awful cast became returnees. She's the most motherly presence on the season, but that's not really saying much. They don't really show much of her in the pre-swap, but as soon as the swap happens, she starts getting some content. It's not really enough for me to give a single shit about Monica Culpepper, and she's going in meh.
If they're not going to give me anything, I'm sorry. Like, I am not the type of person. I'm a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I do not believe in handouts.
Colton Cumby. Yeah, Colton. Or as I like to call him, Slugs for Salt. Or as I like to call him, Pick Me Gay, or as I like to call him, Bitchy Bitches Christmas List. Anyway, Colton acts like him being gay makes him ostracized by the men on his tribe, but none of them give a shit that he's gay, so it's like this non-existent bullying that exists in his own mind. Colton is like a gay adult Eric Cartman. He's always the victim, even though he's the bully. Colton somehow convinces his tribe to give up immunity, and it was absolutely insane how he did that.
Yeah, she told those girls and say, do y'all want to trade? We'll go to tribal council tonight, because we have a lot more to deal with than y'all.
That would be interesting.
Would you be willing? Because here's the thing. I know y'all want to go to the merge with numbers, but if you go to the merge with numbers that aren't on your side, it doesn't matter.
I've never heard of anyone doing this.
What?
This is a huge move, dude.
But it's a smart move in the end.
I don't like that idea, but at this point, Colton's calling the shots. So, what am I going to say? No?
Letting you guys stay and we go to tribal council.
Why?
We have a betrayal.
Betrayal!
You have betrayed us.
Yeah.
Betrayed me!
I've always been able to get people to do what I want, and I want Bill gone. I'm running this entire show right now. If you can't see that, you are Helen Keller.
I still to this day will never understand how Colton managed to convince his entire tribe to do that. Colton's one of the only strategically good players on the entire season, but he's just such a massive piece of shit that literally nobody in the fandom likes him for a good reason.
Can't deal with his, yo, brah, like, brah, not brah. Shut up. Like, go kill yourself. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't like you. Stay away from me. You're ghetto trash. Like, that's all you are. I can't stand him. Ugh.
He's unapologetically racist, classist, elitist, and he's a little douchebag who should have never been brought back in the first place.
That little munchkin is about to get knocked back to Oz. He's turning into an annoying little Oompa Loompa.
Him telling Bill to get a real job was so egregious, being that Colton's never worked a single day in his goddamn life.
Why don't you like Bill?
He's obnoxious, he's loud, and plus, he's a struggling stand-up comic.
I don't get what your correlation is.
Like, get a real job.
I've been on my own since I was 17 years old, man. Me being poor, that's just my life. When you're a struggling stand-up comic, I mean, that's what you do. You don't make very much money, you sleep on people's couches, and you go from gig to gig. The truth is, that's what I do.
I live in a town of 3,000 people, and yes, I did go to a private, like, all-white school, but I do have, like, African-American people in my life.
Who?
My housekeeper.
So, I mean, like, that just put us on a weird vibe from day one.
But she's like a member of our family. Like, she's
a paid member.
Yes. I mean, you know, yeah, she doesn't work for free. But I don't have, the problem I have with Bill is that he's poor, pitiful me. I'm poor. Like, I don't associate with people like that in the real world. And I'm sure as hell not going to associate with people like that out here.
So being a stand-up is not a legitimate profession in your eyes.
No, it is a legitimate profession, but have a backup plan.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
You haven't worked an honest day in your life or had to actually go out and get a job. You're going to sit up here and tell me that me pursuing my dream, something that I love, which is comedy, I don't want a fallback plan. That's what I want to do with my life.
Okay.
Hold on. That's what I want to do with my life, okay? Don't judge me. I don't judge you. I work with people and for no one. You got that?
Whatever, Bill.
He also yells at everybody during the challenges, even though he performs like absolute shit at every single challenge. The reunion portrays it as if the season sucked because Colton was medevaced and that's when it went downhill. But no, the season sucked with and without him, frankly. He bullies the shit out of Christina. Honestly, Colton and Alicia are the worst duo in Survivor history.
You have two more days. You have two options. You have three.
You can enjoy your last 2 days. You can quit or you can jump in that fire, whichever is more convenient for you.
Him and Alicia are just plain cruel to Christina. It is so, so ironic that Christina is the one who helps Colton during his medevac, too. I strongly dislike Colton. He's one of those overly hated characters where the ire is totally warranted.
Hey, Colton.
What?
Let me talk to you for a minute.
Why?
I just want to squash some beef between the two of us. Just handle it like adults, bro.
Oh, my God, I don't want to talk. I just want to lay here. I don't want to think about this game. We're not going to tribal council. We're not voting anyone off.
I know. Yeah, listen. I don't know why you don't like me, man, or what I've done to upset you.
All I know is you have been the most wishy-washy player in this entire tribe.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God, whatever.
The four of
Bill,
us...
you're going home next, but it really doesn't matter.
The four of
I'm
us...
I'm not talking to you.
The four of us went over.
Bye. When I don't like someone, I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. Like, I don't want to be around them. I don't want to be around you. God, I swear.
Listen, you little stuck-up brat. I'm telling you. Okay?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to vote your ass out. Like, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian. Shut up. Get a real job. You are disgusting. I hate him. I want his head on a platter. I want him gone.
I'm glad that apparently today he's very regretful of the things that he said and did on his two seasons and seems to be living a low-profile, quiet life. As much as I dislike him as a character, though, I still felt extremely bad for Colton when Caleb passed, but we can cross that bridge a few seasons from now. Anyway, Colton sucks. I'm glad he didn't make it to the merge on either of his seasons. Colton's appendix is base as fuck for causing him to leave the game. I stand Colton's appendix now. Colton's appendix is my favorite character on the entire season. He's going in fucking.
Colton and Alicia are kind of interesting in the sense that they have to, like, get personal and be like, nobody likes you. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not enough that they have the power to vote him off. They kind of just want to get, like, one last twist of the knife in and just, like,
Jonas Otsuji. Jonas was there. He's slightly more memorable than the other non-returnees on the Mench tribe, and they give him tons of content. However, in the grand scheme of things, do you remember any of it? Because I don't. I only remember him arguing with Tarzan, which was great, but mostly because of Tarzan.
Well, this is my point. So. We need to consult as an alliance before we start blabbing.
Two days ago, I told you that plan.
I'm not done speaking.
Listen,
all of a sudden,
you are such
a
confused
plan.
Ass. Really, I can't believe you.
I'm done talking with you, Tarzan.
No, seriously. I can't believe you. You're sitting here accusing me of something right now, aren't
don't
you?
Interrupt me.
Listen to me for a
Stop
second.
Stop interrupting me, okay? I'm tired of your bull.
He's going good, man.
This morning, I hear that Mike wants to take me out of the game, and it pisses me off. He doesn't do jack squat. He's just an idiot. That guy irks me, man, and I'm sick of him.
Michael Jefferson. Might as well be a plank of wood with a face drawn on it. This is not hyperbole. He's going in, man.
1-9 shot at winning this game. You want to give it up for chicken wings and beer?
Oh my God!
Jay steps down. Jay is out of this challenge, and we are down to 2.
He don't even drink beer.
Jay Byers. On a season with some of the most forgettable people to ever make the merge, Jay takes the cake as the one I struggle to remember the most. Imagine Jason Sisko just with none of the things that make Jason Sisko a great character. Just fodder. He for some reason thought he held power and that Chelsea was on his side. I mean, he was comfortable enough to give up immunity for some chicken wings, apparently. As Jeff would say, $1 million chicken wings. He's going in there.
Today, I put the biggest ultimate foot in my mouth. And right now, everybody has really lost trust in me. I really hope that I can somehow regain that. Because if not, I could possibly be going home.
Leif Manson. Who? Easily the most forgettable person to ever make the merge, and that's saying a lot. Like, that's a lot of work to do, being he's literally the only little person they ever had on the show, yet still remains extremely forgettable. Leif is such an enigma. He doesn't talk at all. And, like, he doesn't even look at anyone most of the time. He's always looking at the floor, off to the side somewhere. It's so weird. He sees Colton writhing in pain, and Leif just comes over and unhelpfully says, "Does it hurt?"
Does it really hurt really bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really bad? Yeah. No shit, dude. He's just completely devoid of personality or really basic sense. He's an amazingly bad player. It's almost impressive how bad he is. Even Kim said after the season that Leif was the only one that she didn't have a close relationship with just because she couldn't figure him out. It's a shame the only little person ever on Survivor had to be such a boring fucking character. It's so easy to forget he's there. Every episode I just forgot he was still in the game. So he's going in meh. Just a big fat meh.
Here we go. Troy's amp is not right. Cat is not right. Re-rack and we go again. Cat thinks she has it right. No. Men have it wrong as well. Re-rack, we go again. She is wrong. He is wrong. No. Wrong. No. Re-rack, go again. For the seventh time, Troy's amp versus Cat. Troy's amp, not even close. The men continue to be pathetic in this challenge.
Troyzan Robertson.
One guy's called Tarzan, and I'm like, he can't be Tarzan. I'm Troyzan. He's like, I'm. This is my island, baby.
I always forget Troyzan came from this season. Troyzan is another character that manages to become a fan favorite, in my opinion, from not being total shit. Troyzan is surprisingly old at 50, and he's one of the only decent narrators on the entire season. He's the only one to recognize that Kim's going to win the game, yet he is still too dense to realize his tribe was being pogonged. He didn't even bring his bags to Tribal Council. I love Troyzan filling in for Jeff during those rare Jeffless challenges, aka Jeff's paid time off.
Troyzan Pro is posting the challenge. So, here we are, folks. We have a great team and we have an okay team. Jay wants this barbecue more than he can taste it. Big Jay.
It's hilarious. His Jeff Probst impression is nowhere near as good as Sester Nino's, but it's still pretty good. He was still the most competent out of the post-merge men when it came to strategy, but as we will see in Game Changer, it doesn't make him a good strategist. Average at most generous. Just the fact that he was the only one to realize Kim was the chosen one puts him above the other drooling doofuses he shared an alliance with. But when your only ally left is fucking Leaf, it's really hard to do anything. Him declaring this is my island multiple times is amazing.
Yes! Troyzan knocks out his third target!
Come on!
He's moving on to the final!
This is my island! You can't beat me! Don't with me.
He's so much fun when he's on the bottom. He goes half Tony Montana on the women during the episode 10 challenge. If you want to fuck with me, let's go, etc. It's hilarious. I only say half Montana because full Montana would be doing the same thing, but cocaine would need to be involved. Him and Sabrina going off during Tribal Council is so entertaining. It's just one of the only few good tribals in One World. Troyzan, I'm going to put it entertaining. He deserves to be there.
I died last night. At least he killed me in my dream.
Nice.
At the mall.
At the mall.
Yeah. I had a dream that I was in the mall shopping for clothes and Alicia killed me in my dream. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I really hope she doesn't kill me. So that was very scary for me.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Kat Ederson. I absolutely love Kat and her pink hoodie. She's such an airhead and it results in such great unintentional comedy.
I'm all about the ambiance.
Me too. What does that mean? Ambiance?
Ambiance.
What does that mean?
You can tell she's very sheltered.
It was acute appendicitis.
Oh my god.
Crazy.
What is that? Right here. Oh.
She doesn't know a lot about things. She didn't even know a BLT had bacon. What do you think the B in BLT stands for, Kat? Bread?
Wow. Sold to Kat, $180.
Nice. Yo, there's bacon on there.
Did you just say there's bacon and he clearly said that was a BLT?
I know.
I do love the little dance she does with the BLT, too, as she's ignoring Sabrina's logical interjection. She jumps off the beam in the episode 2 challenge, which she doesn't need to, as her tribemates are telling her, you don't have to jump. Okay.
And with that, Christina's in the water.
I don't think you have to
Kat
go back.
Just jumps back in. Not sure why.
Yeah, you don't have to go back in, babe. I don't know.
It's
okay.
It's so delightful. It's so funny. Kat, you sweet summer child. I can't believe they even gave airtime to her talking about her dream where Alicia kills her. I love her explaining the concept of being Tarzan to Jeff Probst, too.
His rantics are so, you know, Tarzan, that's what we call it. If it's a rantic, we call it, you just got Tarzan. It's like a boom, and you're like, what just happened? Should I be upset? Should I be mad? Should I be laughing?
Did I get Tarzan tonight?
You got Tarzan.
Tarzan every night.
You got Tarzan.
It's so endearing. I adore Kat so much. I wish she played more than twice. She's one of the only people from this season I have a strong emotional attachment to. She's in her own little world, and she's perfectly happy there. I have not seen a whole lot of Ponderosa footage, which is why I usually don't factor it into my ratings, but Kat Ponderosa footage is absolutely legendary.
I'm just so upset because that was, like, the way of living for me. And, like, I don't like it better there. And now I have to go back to my wife. I don't want to.
Wow. So that was, like, becoming your real way of living?
Yeah. I took care of them. Like, I have no idea. Like, nobody wants me there more than me. And it drives me insane that people in there that don't even care. They don't care. Tarzan does not care. Christina does not care. These people do not want to be there. Why would they pick them over me? How could they do that to me? They lied to me. I took care of her. I took care of Alicia too. Like, I never, ever, ever saw this coming. Ever.
That was pretty cold blooded, man.
Yeah,
that was
cold
blooded.
But in front of Christina.
I know.
Christina,
I know.
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna punch something.
She just said, don't talk to me. Whatever. I kind of was avoiding her, and I know nothing gets under Alicia's skin than to avoid her.
Well, I want to talk to you right now. I really want to talk to you.
I'm not getting mad at you, so don't swear.
So,
at me.
What was you gonna come up? Come at me like that.
Shut up.
And come at me like that.
You are so immature.
Are you out of your damn mind? You blindsided me. You lied to me. You lied to my best friend.
You're
my best friend.
It's a game. No. Relax.
Yo, then get out of my face. It's just a game. Because it wasn't a game for me, for you.
I'm still your friend. I still came here yelling, kitty cat, I want to see you.
Way too early for me to just come in my face when I loved you so much in that game.
Yeah, you guys
Not the time to be doing like this right now.
You guys don't get loud at me.
Don't make me get the up. Don't make me get the up.
Really,
I am not. You come in here when I'm still upset. I'm hurt by you, and you come in here demanding that I gotta respect you.
I'm not saying respect you.
This is your night, but you can't sit there and expect me to respect you right now after what you did, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple, Whopper.
She is in absolute hysterics in the car ride to Ponderosa, and she's going into the stream of consciousness of pressured and high-pitched speech. It's absolutely amazing. Afterwards, she's fighting with Alicia when she gets to Ponderosa, and it's also some high-quality Jerry Springer, McDonald's near the bus station at 2 a.m. energy type shit. Kat slowly crouching down behind the counter is also way funnier than it has any right to be. It's fantastic. Kitty Kat's the best. I absolutely adore her. She reminds me of the drunk friend you need to babysit to keep her from going on some crazy adventure with strangers. Kind of like the friend from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. No? The Michael Cera movie? Surprisingly bad soundtrack for a movie themed around music? Anyway, Kat gets blindsided by her hashtag besties and is traumatized from it, therefore cries in a cartoonishly hysterical way. Kat might be the saltiest player so far. I mean, just wait till Michaela, though. I will always love her little dances, her little fucking dog crawl to her brother.
Robbie, come on out! Kat's cousin!
I think they're speaking their own language.
It's so bizarre seeing her get super duper serious at Final Tribal Council too.
I have a secret and I wanted to tell you guys. You know, when I was little, I went through 2 open heart surgery when I was 12 years old. And in order for me to have kids, I have to have another open heart surgery in 12 years, which means 22, baby. So I'll be going next year and I'm doing it again. So I had to hide that from you guys because I didn't want to show you that weakness. But that's why I don't have time to be angry with you three.
She has a meltdown at Ponderosa and comes back like, I don't have time to be angry. She's ridiculous. I love Kat. She's near the top of love.
Oh, what is that?
No.
Chelsea's starting to look next door. See if she can figure out how the guys did it.
Cheat!
Kiss my ass.
Cheater! Cheat!
Failure. Just general failure.
Failure.
Jeff, can I ask a question?
What?
Can we hear the last two votes?
No.
Hey, quit looking at our puzzle. Cheater! Don't you do that.
Tarzan, you're about to get slapped, dude.
Greg Tarzan Smith.
What's your name?
Tarzan.
First name?
Greg Tarzan.
Greg, what are you going to go by?
Tarzan.
Okay.
Tarzan is one of the very few good things on this season. I absolutely love Tarzan on the season. He consistently is ridiculous, and it's a shame that there's been so many returnees from this god-awful season. Yet Tarzan, I don't think, has ever even been asked to return. I don't think he knows how funny he is. He's so verbose in a way that's so contradictory to literally everything else about him.
For giving me these fugacious moments of wild romantic adventure, despite all the concatenations of this game, I want to inculcate within the Ingrams of my brain how I felt. Inalienable love that would not have happened if you'd not kept me, or until God brings cognizance to our atoms once again.
He's a doctor, so he's most likely not a dumb person. I mean, at least I hope not. But he comes off as such a doofus all the time. He struggles to remember the names of the people he's been living with for weeks, for fuck's sake.
You know the names of your tribe members?
I do.
Let's see.
Okay.
Tarzan. Alicia. Leave. Colton. Gosh, can you believe it? Monica. Christina. Don't say it.
Starts with a J.
Jonas.
Monica.
So it's Monica. Now tell me who Monica is again.
Pink bikini.
Yeah.
He gets shit stains in his underwear, which, let's be honest, it probably happens. There's no toilet paper out there. I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen all the time. And instead of owning up to it, he's all just like, it's not poop, it's dirt. With Michael having his only funny line of the entire season in, it's chocolate.
This is not poop, okay? It's okay. Dirt.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But you can see how that looks to me, how it could be... Poop,
I know,
right?
I know, it does. That's
I can't
fine.
Even look in that direction.
I swear to God, it is not poop, it's dirt. It's dirt, I
okay,
swear.
Okay, so why is there dirt just concentrated in one area, not around everywhere?
This is near my butt where I sit on the ground.
Okay.
I swear, if it's in boiling water, you don't have to worry, even if it was poop pants.
But, well, even if it was poop, you don't know shit about microbes the way I do. It's absolutely absurd. Him throwing his poopy undies into Chelsea's laundry is the single funniest 1 second in the entire show. The plop it makes, it's perfect. It's chef's kiss. It's absolutely wonderful. Chelsea's just so defeated, too. Like, what do you do after that? He just shitted up your laundry. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, honestly. All the men are extremely bad players, but you gotta give Tarzan credit for somehow being the last man standing. Granted, he did it by helping Pagong his own tribe, but it's not like he was the only one. All the men were clueless. There was a fair chance that Tarzan, Alicia, and Christina could have flipped the game on him, but they didn't. I honestly don't think they had the capacity to. Tarzan saving his money at the auction because his truck needed new shocks is also iconic and peak Tarzan. It's relatable. I mean, $500 is a lot of money in the real world too. Granted, it's less money than it was back then, but whatever. It's relatable. And how much Tarzan loves his wife is also super endearing. There's just so much to like about Tarzan.
The whole thing about race irks me. I think it's time to quit talking about damn races. I'm fed up with people talking about race. I'm tired of it. I want people to base what they think about somebody on how they behave and what their merits are and nothing else. I don't care what color they are. That's how people should do. And I think this country is moving in that direction. We have a black president.
But let's not talk about him wearing cat's undies. Other than that, he's going in love.
No, that was not true. So I want to clarify because all the facts here are completely false. Okay? The guys
why
asked
did you
for
them?
40. Because you're wrong. Okay? Okay? So shut up.
Really?
Really.
Really.
Because you don't have the facts right.
Okay, I was standing there.
Well,
I was
you know
standing
what?
There.
If this game's all about
risk, if we were in Chicago, I'm about to
right
punch you in your face.
Stop. Come on.
Thank you.
You want to tell your side or not?
Alicia Rosa. I honestly cannot stand Alicia. She bullies Christina from day one and is just an extremely unpleasant human being for her entire run.
You need to move so I can sleep too.
There's tons of rope over there.
Okay. Not where I am. Why don't you scoot over? It's really inconvenient for me to be like right on the edge where it's like...
I don't care because you're going to be gone. I really don't care. Why are you talking to me?
Because you're a very difficult person to work with.
I'm sorry. I'm sleeping right now.
Scoot over.
You put your hands on my body, I'm gonna whack you. Don't ever touch me.
Scoot over.
Don't
a
ever
bit.
Put your hands on me because I will whack you.
Do it. Whack me. Scoot over. I think Alicia is genuinely not a good person. She has a lack of integrity and Colton's a jerk.
My dislike of her also extends past the game. The fact that she's a special education teacher and says Christina is like one of her students, calling her mentally handicapped.
Christina's IQ is probably a zero. I don't know if that even exists. I mean, I'm a special ed teacher, so I handle Christina as one of my students.
Wow, what a bitch!
Is just so disgusting from a special education teacher, and just, it seriously makes my blood boil, and I am trying hard not to go on a rant about it. She's delusional and thinks she's controlling the game. Like, you wish you were Kim girl, please stop. She's just not an interesting character, and she just sucks the entire time, and she lasts all the way to the finale. She's unbearable. She's going into fuck you.
I'm dying. Like, I am literally about to die. Oh, God.
I see Colton on the ground, and I am freaking out, thinking, oh, my God, this is worse than what I really thought it was. I knew he was in pain, but I didn't know how much of a severe pain he was. And seeing him on the ground crying was an indicator to me that he needs medical need.
Christina Cha. How the hell did Christina make it to fourth? People were talking about voting her off basically every episode, and she makes it to fourth. Usually I will wonder, why wasn't she taken as a goat about people like her going out as the final juror? But honestly, Kim didn't even need goats. Apparently she was on medication for her ADD before the season, and they wouldn't let her take her Adderall during the game, which explains why she seemed so lost in space her entire run. I honestly mostly felt bad for her. She seems nice, and her true kindness shows when Colton starts getting sick. I honestly don't know where to put Christina. She's memorable enough where I kind of don't want to put her in meh, but I might have to. She even gave up fighting at the end and just laid her torch down and died. Even Kim was amazed she wasn't making an argument for herself to be in the final three, because she had a good one. She's Christina Cha. Who's voting for her? I flirted with putting her an underdog, but who's rooting for Christina to make it? Underdogs don't quit at the very end. Even if you were rooting for Christina, you gotta admit the way she just laid down and died at the end, just, you can't really root for that, you know? And she's not in Deserved Better, because, like, Deserved Better than what, fourth? So for this instance, I'm gonna do the Greg Carey test. Do I like her more than Greg Carey? The answer is no. She is going into meh.
I sense an aggravation with her. And I don't know if it's because she had surgery, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and you don't like your plastic surgeon or something. But you've been negative towards me since I've come in contact with you.
I mean, is this guy for real?
Chelsea Meisner. I kind of feel bad for Chelsea sometimes. Between Tarzan's poop pants and Tarzan thinking she didn't like him because she had a bad experience with her plastic surgeon, which is fucking wild to say, I just don't think Chelsea's having a good time. She's pretty bland. She serves to be Kim's bestie slash second in command. She seems really bored and over everything. Not a very interesting character, but she has her moments here and there. She was mostly just kind of emotionally detached. She's going in, man.
But within the last 48 hours, I have seen you morph into a creature that I can't identify.
Oh my God, it's so terrible. Troyzan, the ultimate terror. Big deal. Do you think I really care?
I'm saying you can't be all extreme in one way. Because no matter how much you outwit, outplay, outlast someone, you have to be somewhat likable.
You're not my mother who can tell me like what I can and can't do.
So I didn't say that.
Yes,
listen,
you did say that.
No,
I'm listening to exactly what you're saying, and what you're saying is wrong.
I'm just speaking with truth, and if you can't handle the truth, then
the
that's
truth. Now this is the truth in Survivor. Now all of a sudden there's the ultimate truth coming from Sabrina. You voted him out, and I'm next. So what's new, Mrs. Truth?
Okay, well, dude.
You lied.
I am 2 feet from
you. Answer the question. Did you lie? Yes or no?
No,
it's a yes or no.
Nope. Oh, yeah, right.
Nope.
Why are you getting upset, dude?
Why are you?
I'm not getting upset.
I'm not either.
I'm not raising my voice.
You're not?
No, not either. This is my tone of voice.
This is my tone of voice as well.
Sabrina Thompson. Sabrina is memorable by just not being complete shit. A lot of her content isn't super memorable, but she provides a decent amount of entertainment in a season where it's hard to come by. Her arguing with Troyzan is fun, and when she's pushed to a point, she can become a really lively character in this dead season. Maybe it's my East Coast bias kicking in, but Sabrina was one of the better players and characters on the season. She's at least going and mildly entertaining.
This year has been kind of a tough year for me. I just recently got divorced and, you know, coming out of a really tough marriage after almost 4 years, you look back and you're like, man, I got married to this person and wow, it really doesn't work. It sort of shakes something in you. So coming out here and having to make decisions quickly day in and day out and have them work and get to sit here at the end and say, wow, those decisions worked out and it went really well. I've definitely gained some of my confidence back and trusting myself, trusting my discernment, my intuition, and there hasn't been a wrong turn. I'm excited to take this and take it back to my real life.
Kim Spradlin. Kim is the most dominant winner ever seen in Survivor. She only had one person gunning for her all season, but it turned out to just be a water pistol. Everyone wanted to take her to the end, and she beats everybody. Kim is basically the poster child for Good Player, where literally all of your enjoyment from her hinges on how much you like strategy and near-optimized gameplay, because her personality is not that interesting on the television screen.
Troy, I just thought you should know that Mike is subtly planting the seed in lots of people's minds that you're going to win, and that, like, we can't let you make it that long, and so I just feel like we gotta get Mike out of here because he's one of the only people I think that could fully Christina Alicia,
right.
And he gets one more of us to vote, and you're going home, and then we're all going home. Troyzan and I went this morning in the rain to get tree mail, and I told him this whole story about, hey, yesterday Mike was kind of throwing your name out there. I think we need to take Mike out first, and then we'll take out the girls.
I hate that guy.
So I just say if he just ended it, we all blindsided him.
She captivates the entire tribe, so I'm sure in conversation she's amazing. There has to be a reason everyone liked her. It just does not translate into interesting narration for me. She's for sure likable. She's the main protagonist for most of the season, squarely on top, and never budges from that for the entire game. Rob at least had an entire rival tribe that wanted him out. Nobody wanted Kim out until Leaf and Troyzan targeted her, but it was too late to matter because they were both swiftly eliminated. She had more strategy than she needed. She started the season underplaying her challenge strength to not seem like a threat pre-merge, but she really didn't need to, in my opinion. But it was still a brilliant precaution to take, obviously going in Good Player. One World has all the bad gameplay of Nicaragua and Gabon, but with none of the fun. It's my least favorite season. I've seen people defend All Stars. I've seen people defend Redemption Island. I've seen people defend Thailand. I've seen people defend Island of the Idols. But I've never seen anyone defend One World. So are you ready to be underwhelmed? Then you'll like Survivor One World. It's so bad. But anyway, if you have made it this far in the video, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate you. And next on the docket, we will have Survivor Philippines. Yay! Finally, something good we can talk about. I love Philippines. Philippines is an Oh, wait. There's one thing we do need to talk about when it comes to Philippines that will be icky. Anyway, it should be fun anyway. Let's just gloss over the one guy who lasts all the way to the end and, comes close to winning. He actually gets second place. But, like, let's just focus on the positives. And, like, I'll see you there.
Uh-oh. Stinky.